Hi, my name is Yolanda. I'm a member of I Read the Whole Bible Every Year. Today's podcast summary comes from the book of Joshua 22 through 24. I would like to share with you what I've learned from today's reading. I pray that what I share gives an accurate account of God's word and that it blesses you. So, Father God, as I read your word today, I ask that you bring the people to this podcast to hear the word daily, and that they hear the message within your words, Father God. I pray that they apply it to their life, and that they will also join the podcast team. So in Joshua 22, Joshua had called together the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the Manasseh. He said they carried out everything Moses, the servant of God, commanded, and that they had been obedient by doing everything that was commanded of them. God had kept his promise to them, so that now they are free to go back home to the country of their inheritance that Moses, the servant of God, gave them on the other side of the Jordan. So God is releasing them now that they can go home to their inheritance. After God releases them, the three tribes decide to make an altar of God in the Jordan. The people of Israel was upset about this. So they got together, the congregation got together to have a discussion. And when they approached the three tribes, the tribes let them know that they're honoring God. They still want to serve the God that brought them out. And that the altar was to say that they are honoring God on this side of the Jordan like they had honored God on the other side of the Jordan, in which of their inheritance. So after the congregation heard this, they were okay with the altar for God. They were witnesses of what God had done for them. Joshua 23, Joshua wants the elders and chiefs and judges and officers to come together because he wants to speak with them. Joshua is an old man now. So Joshua sits down and he's speaking to them, and now he's reminding them of how obedient they were and how long of a journey it has been, and how strong they were in listening to the commands of God and being obedient to the call. And so now it's time for them to go to their homes and seek their inheritance. But before they are released, Joshua reminds them that he encourages them that they must stay obedient. Don't fall off track. Always listen to God and do what's right. Don't worship other gods. Don't marry one nation and don't be disobedient. Continue to stay on the same path that they have been on. Chapters 24, Joshua called together the tribes at Shechem. He called for the elders and judges and chiefs and officers. Here he's letting them know how the ancestors were, how they worship other gods, how God had brought them, led them over the land of Canaan and multiplied Abraham's descendants. How he hit Egypt hard with plagues and led them out of Egypt. He also lets them know that if you don't honor me and you choose to honor another God, that you pay the price for that. You pay the price of not honoring our Father. You have to love God, keep His commandments, and serve Him with your heart and soul. There is a price when we don't obey our Father and we honor other gods, which is not the true God. There is only one true God. So I thank you for this reading. I thank you for listening to the podcast episode. Please join me next week on Friday as I will be reading in Judges. Please check us out on social media under the name of I Read the Whole Bible Every Year. Tune in to our Clubhouse Room, 40 Minutes in Worship, under the club name Doing Life God's Way. Father, I thank you for this word. I ask, Father, that as I read your word, someone is opening the Bible and reading the scriptures that I have just read. Father, I ask that you bless everyone that's on this podcast and pour into their life and show us all how to live by your word. Father, I thank you that you chose us. In Jesus' name, amen.